Lord God, help me tonight. Brother Louis Frazier, you come on.
Amen.
Amen. All right, let's get our Bibles turned to the book of Jude. That little book right before you get into that big book, Revelation, the little book there called Jude, that's where we're going to be taken off from. That'll be our launching pad, amen, in our Bible, Jude, and chapter number one.
Amen.
Let's all stand together. Jude, we're looking at verse number 11. Jude, verse number 11 in the Scriptures. I find this word woe, and there's three words here in verse number 11, and then there's an exclamation point.
Yeah.
Sometimes I read this and I'll ask if I've read it correctly. I'll say, woe unto them, for they have gone the way of death. And I'll say, did I read that correctly? Mm-hmm. I'll pick somebody out, little whale, and I'll say, did I read that correctly? And they'll think because I read the words right, that I pronounced the words like they're spelled, they'll say, yes, sir, you read it right. And I'll say, no, I didn't read it right, because there is an exclamation point after the first three words.
Right.
If you go read it correctly, you would start off by doing this. You would say, woe unto them!
This word woe
is a pronouncing of the judgment of God. As in the Old Testament, if his word's used in the Old Testament, sometimes it comes along with a cursing from God. Amen. We know that these that follow in the way of Cain, Cain ended up, and God doesn't want that. And so then with exclamation, I would say tonight that this is one of those big dog messages.
Amen.
The Bible says they're all dumb dogs. They cannot bark. I'm talking about preachers not preaching anymore.
Come on.
And so I said, I don't want to be that little chihuahua. Amen. And somebody comes in and steals everything you got.
Come on.
Out there going. Amen. If I'm going to
go ahead,
Now, this is what God is concerned about for this hour, and so that's what I'm concerned about. He's concerned about, and he's warning. This is a word of warning. Woe unto them!
Yes.
And if God would pronounce something like that in our Bible, and have a man of God to pin it down, then it is a warning from God.
Right.
And God would want us men, that are preachers, to warn people about this way. Woe unto them, for they have gone in the way of Cain.
Right.
I'll preach for just a few minutes this evening on the way of Cain. Let's pray if you can be seated, Father. We are thankful, God, that you let us come to the house of God again tonight. God, we're so thankful, Lord, for the good singing. The testimonies have been great. I pray, God, your blessings upon now by the preaching of your word. I pray, God, you'd empty out my mind. And God, you fill it with the Holy Spirit of God. And may every word that proceeds from my lips, I be empowered, Lord, to make a difference. I preach me, God, like you would John the Baptist tonight. And God, we'll thank you and praise you for it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. You can be seated. Now let me say something about Timothy's testimony he gave a moment ago. And she encouraged him about his testimony. I talked to a young man a while back, and he said, I sometimes wonder about my testimony. And I said, what is it you wonder about? And he said, well, God never, I hear other people, they get up and say, God saved me from drunkard's life, and God saved me from, fornication and adultery, and God saved me from being a thief, and God saved me from this and from that. He said, and God didn't save me from any of that. I've been in church all my life.
Come on.
I said, oh no, son, God saved you from that.
Yeah.
I don't know why you're not rebellious against your mom and daddy. actions or not. If you've broken the law, you're guilty of the whole law.
Amen.
My servant, Brother Shepherd, I've got the church covenant over on the side of the wall. And on that wall, they made a big glass in front of it, down at the bottom. When the man was putting it together, he was tightening up the frame. It broke a little crack across the bottom of it. He said, "Oh, I'm so sorry I broke that." He said, "I'll replace it." I said, "Oh, no. No, don't replace that." I said, "I'm going to preach on that from now on." I'll tell them, look over yonder at that covenant. And they'll look at it and I'll say, "That covenant, amen, has been broken." And they'll say, "Well, I can't see it." I'll go over and point it out. Fell on the point. And I said, "So that glass is broken. It may be just down in the corner. Some may have shattered the thing. Some may have left it over here. But it's still wrong. It's just a little teeny corner."
Amen.
We'll go to Genesis chapter number 4 in the Bible. Genesis chapter number 4, and we'll read verse number 1. I will start off in this message with the birth of Cain. In chapter number 4 and verse number 1, the Bible says, "And Adam knew Eve, his wife, and she conceived, and bare Cain, and said, I have gotten a man from the Lord." Hey, amen. I see the birth of Cain. Man, they were excited. Brother Christian, they have now received a man from God. Man, don't you know they had high hopes for Cain? Don't you know they wanted great things to happen in Cain's life? Hey, everybody. Hey, listen to me. I'm going to work on something. Peace had Cain, and they were excited about it. It was wonderful. We've got a man from God.
Amen.
As far as I know, I can't find anything that he did wrong until the day he went to offer up that sacrifice.
Right.
Now, Brother Shepherd, you tell me if you read anything in there. Amen. He must have been a fine young sir.
Right.
But the way you think about it, amen, as far as I know, the Bible doesn't tell us. It doesn't say she got a little boy and he raised him. He is growing up and he is wicked and he was ungodly and rebellious and he hated everybody. No, I don't say nothing like that. Amen. I see the birth of Cain, and I can see him growing up. And my, I can't find anything really that's any difference between Cain and Abel. They're growing up together. God saved mom and dad. Amen. God walking with them. Amen. And talking with them. Amen. Here's Cain. God wants me to warn you about something about Cain. I see the birth of Cain, and then I see the belief of Cain. Look at verse number 3. "And in the process of time it came to pass that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground an offering unto the Lord." I want you to listen now. Cain, believed in God.
Right.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
I figured I'd have got more than just a while.
Come on.
Brother Troy, amen. Listen to me. Cain believed in God.
Amen.
So what makes you think he believed in God? Because God talked to him.
Amen.
God appeared in front of him.
Right.
Yes, sir.
God had a conversation. Literal, audible.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Conversation. There wasn't a question about whether Cain believed in God.
Come on.
So wait a minute. I thought you was warning us to not be like him. Amen. Just because he believed in God doesn't mean that he was saved.
Right. Amen.
Here's the warning. Here's one of the warnings from God.
Right.
Amen. There is a deception from the devil.
Come on. Right.
And it's a deceiving thing. I mean, if you believe about God, amen, that you're okay with God. And maybe he'll even let you quote yourself John 3:16. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish." Do you know that the devils believe in it?
Yeah.
They're not going to heaven.
Amen.
The devils believe in it. They believe in it. They have just believed that there's a God. It's not enough.
Amen.
I'm going to tell you what I'm afraid of. seen multitudes of people. Many of them listened. Brother Sammy Allen said he believed that at least 75% of the church was lost. Now, he's not talking about the church, amen, that we would call those that are saved and born again. Of course, 100% of those are. But here, what he's talking about, our congregations in local assemblies. Wiser than I am. He said that he's talked to other men, and some of them said they believe that number was higher than that.
Right.
Now, that may not be the case here. Hey, man, you've got a strong man of God. You've got a big dog. I'm sure it's not the case at some of these other preachers in church. I'm sure if we go to Brother Lee's church, hey, man, it probably ain't 75% of them. But they're close. But there's a lot of churches where they're all lost.
Amen. Right.
How can they all be lost? There are entire congregations, amen, the Jehovah Witness, Jehovah Witness, amen, working the same church, amen, is lost.
Yes, sir.
I can name all denominational beliefs out there, amen, and if they go according to what they're saying, they're all lost.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
You're being awful critical. No, I'm telling you, whoa! I'm
going
to be able to go in the way of Cain.
Come on.
Amen. Cain, I see the birth of Cain, but I see the belief of Cain. Now listen to me. Cain believed in God. How many of you believe Cain believed in God? Raise your hand. Sure he did. He talked to him. He stood there and had a conversation with God.
Amen.
There was no question about whether Cain believed in God. He's standing there talking to him.
Amen.
Is it enough, Brother Frazier, just to believe in God? Let's listen to me. I believed in God before I ever got saved.
Amen. Right.
Won't you look around now?
Come on.
How many of you believed in God? You believed in the King James Bible? You believed in church? Amen. You believed in all that before you ever got saved. Would you raise your hand up? And there's Timothy. He believed in God before he ever got saved. Amen. That whole row not going to raise their hand up.
Come on.
Amen. Raise them up again. I don't see it. Have you believed in God before you got saved?
That's right.
Hands all over the field.
Amen.
So then believing in God.
Come on.
Amen.
No question about whether Cain knew about God. What'd you talk about back here? The Vols? The Georgia Bulldogs? They wasn't your Vols!
Right.
You can't talk about a losing football team.
Right.
When they ain't won.
Amen.
Heard with one of them the other day. It was the orange and white game. Y'all didn't get that coming to you. That's what I'm saying. You didn't get that. We also lost that game too, so I'm not really bragging about that, but amen. They didn't talk about the balls. They didn't talk about going hunting. They didn't talk about fishing. They didn't talk about their job. Amen. You want to know what they talked about? They talked about God.
Amen.
When Adam and Eve had Cain, as soon as he was old enough, I didn't tell him about God.
Amen.
And they're warning him about God. I didn't tell what he done in the garden. And he done in the garden. And they would tell him about the devil. And they would say, hey, that's what they talked about.
Right. Amen.
It's God.
Right.
You can't believe in God.
Amen.
Right.
And Cain, they went abroad. An offering to God.
Right.
Number three tonight, I see the behavior of Cain. Amen. Look at the scriptures with me. This is what God wants me to warn you about. The Bible says, look at verse number 3, the process of time. It came to pass that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground an offering unto the Lord. Abel also brought of the fat firstlings of the flock and of the fat thereof. And the Lord had respect unto Abel and to his offering. But unto Cain and to his offering, he had not respect.
Right.
And Cain was wroth, and his countenance failed. Now, ma'am, let me tell you what that simply means. That simply means that Cain got mad, he got angry, he got wroth. How that word wroth there means fury.
Right.
I mean, he was mad.
Right.
Because, hey, Abel brought his offering to God, and God said, that's a good job.
Right.
That's exactly what you're supposed to do. Cain brought his offering to God, and God said, I will not respect that.
Right.
I will not accept that.
Right.
And Cain was mad.
Right.
Because God would not accept his offering.
Amen.
I said, well, why wouldn't God accept his offering? I'll tell you why. Because his offering didn't have any blood.
That's right.
Amen.
Right.
Yes, sir.
You want to know why God is having this preacher tonight?
Preacher.
To preach about woe unto them that go in the way of Cain. It's because there is a way, Brother Earwood.
Preacher.
Hey, we're watching it happen before our eyes. There's a lot of ways out there that does not, amen, have anything to do with the blood of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Somebody said to me one time, I was telling what the gospel was. I said, the gospel is the virgin birth, the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus. Amen. He lived a perfect life, sinless perfection. And he was God in the flesh. I was telling them, he rose from the dead. I tell them all, they said, well, I'm not going to believe most of that. I don't know about that virgin birth. Hey, is it important that I believe that? I said, oh yes, it's important to believe that.
Right.
I said, because if he was not virgin born, amen, then he has the same blood as surging through his veins, amen, that I have surging
through. Come on, preacher.
Amen.
So Brother Tiny, his birth was different than
his. That's right.
Amen.
Man, this is what was different about his birth. He did not receive the blood that was passed down through from Adam.
Right.
Somebody asked me the other day if I was kin to somebody. I said, yeah. They said, how close are you? I said, I don't know. Might even have to go all the way back to Noah.
Come on.
I'm kin to Troy. I'm kin to Eric.
Come on.
Amen. I'm kin to Tiny. I'm kin to all y'all.
Yeah.
Just somehow I have to go way back. Amen. All of us are kin.
Amen.
And you want to know why? Because we all come initially from Adam and Eve.
Amen.
And this is what happened in the garden. Now, it's important that you hear this. When they were in the garden, God said to Adam and Eve both, amen, don't eat of the fruit of the tree that's in the midst of the garden. In the day that you eat thereof, thou shalt surely die. And you know what they did? They disobeyed God. The devil come along. He deceived Eve. He was ugly. He was subtle. Amen. He was sick. He was blind. He was cunning. And he'll do the same thing to you.
Amen.
You want to believe that? Amen. He slipped it to her. Amen. He talked her into it, and she did eat and turned around and gave it to her husband.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
And when they ate it, it poisoned their blood.
Right.
Yes, sir.
Come on.
It poisoned their blood.
That's it, please.
Come on.
Their blood now is not pure. Their blood cannot be pleasing in God's sight.
Come on.
They have disobeyed God, and they ate of the fruit that God said don't eat it, and they ate it anyway for the well, and it went inside of them, and it had defiled their blood.
Right. Amen.
Amen.
Come on.
Somebody said there's only been one perfect person that ever walked on planet Earth, and that was Jesus. I say, Amen. He's
that's
Jesus.
That's right.
There was actually two others that walked on planet Earth.
Right.
When God created Adam, he was perfect.
Yes, sir.
Sinless perfection.
Yes. Amen.
Perfect blood. Where to get his blood? Jesus breathed in his nostrils, holding the heaven, the dust of the earth, breathed in his nostrils, and he got up.
Amen.
Amen. Jesus just breathed in his nostrils, and he became a living soul.
That's
where to get his blood from? He got it from God.
Right.
It was perfect, sinless, perfection blood.
Amen.
God took a rib, put him asleep, took a rib out of him. Amen. Made a woman out of her. Where'd she get the blood from? Amen. She got the same blood he had.
Right.
Amen. And she got the blood from God.
Amen.
So they were sinless perfection.
Yeah.
Right.
Is that right, Brother Lee?
Amen.
Come on.
Three people walked on this earth sinless perfection.
Amen.
Not you.
Amen.
Not me.
Come on.
Amen. But God.
Amen.
Amen. Gave them sinless perfection blood till they ate of the fruit of the tree.
Right.
And when they ate of the fruit of the tree, amen, it contaminated their blood. Amen.
Right.
They cannot. Amen. They cannot. I pay for their sins with their own blood.
Right.
It's contaminated.
Right. Right.
And when they did, amen, they passed it right on down and right on down and right on down and right on down. And you got.
Amen.
Amen.
Right.
Got real nervous when I was a teenager. They started talking a lot about that. AIDS. It's still an issue.
Right, yeah.
Just don't hear about it as much, Brother
Eric.
Right.
I was about 18 years old. They come out with the first cases of it, and they started telling everybody there's a disease rampant across the world called AIDS, and people are dying that are dead. Boy, it scared everybody. Everybody was afraid to go anywhere, afraid to do it. I mean, it was bad. Some of y'all can remember that.
Yeah.
And it was bad. Hey, man, I'll tell you something worse than that.
Yeah.
Hey, man, the disease of sin is killing everybody.
Amen. Amen.
Sure. I don't know how they done it, but Magic Johnson, he got HIV, and he just lived right on through. Amen. So I'll tell you something about sin. Everybody dies from sin.
Amen.
Everybody, amen, dies from sin.
Amen.
So then listen to me. Now listen to me. It's important that you understand this. The reason that you're living is because you got blood. Life's in the blood. The reason that you're dying is because your blood is tainted.
Amen.
Right.
Anybody notice I'm losing hair? Three people laughed over here. It wasn't funny. Yeah, you want to know why I'm losing hair? You want to know why I'm getting wrinkles? You want to know why I'm getting old? You want to know why I'm starting to look like Billy Shepherd over here? Well, see, he's got hair. I don't know about that, do you?
Come on.
Man, Jonathan, I don't know about people like that, do you? If you could just transfer some of that.
Yeah.
You don't know why I'm looking old. You don't know why I'm getting weak. You don't know why I can't do what I used to. Because my blood's killing me.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
It's the defiled blood in my body that's killing me.
Right.
Amen.
People that have a blood transfusion, who's going to give me some? But here was, give me yours. You're down too. Hey, his wife, give me yours. You're down too. Young man, how about you? Give me some of yours. You're down too.
Right.
Am I going to get some? Everybody in here is dying.
Right.
Even the little ones are dying.
Right.
Right.
Hey, your blood, sinful blood.
Right.
You're dying.
Yeah.
Amen. Man, you're going to die. Sir, you're going to die. I'm glad you got saved that one.
Yeah.
No, you're still going to die. Yeah. Right.
Come on.
Tracy Puckett's dying.
Come on.
I told somebody the other day, I said, pray for me, I'm dying.
They said, "You are." "I haven't heard anything about it, Brother Blaze. You're not. What's wrong?" "You're dying too." Shook him up a little bit. "You're dying too. Eric Lee is dying.
Right.
And you didn't know what his wife is too. Ma'am, you in the back, you're dying.
Come on.
And Timothy's dying.
Right.
John Wells is dying.
Right.
We're all dying.
Right.
Everybody in the building is dying. Slowly, I'm dying."
Yes.
Right.
"What's wrong with me, Brother Fraser? What's wrong with what disease have you got? Sin?
Yes.
Come on.
It's in my blood."
Right.
"But Jesus, ma'am, Jesus was different.
Amen.
Jesus was born. He did not get his blood from Adam. Amen. But he got it from the Holy Spirit of God that overshadowed the virgin. Amen. And that was that original, sinless, perfect, spotless Lamb of God's blood. Amen.
Right.
And he birthed him into this world.
Amen.
With perfect blood."
Amen. Amen.
Now, Jesus would have sinned, he would have ruined the blood.
Right.
Yeah. But because he was God in the flesh, he did not sin.
Amen.
God, what a Savior, what a Savior.
Amen.
And before Jesus had perfect blood, he could have given his blood at Calvary, shed his blood, take it to heaven, put it on the mercy seat,
amen,
and supply salvation for whosoever.
Amen.
I
got
to get busy now.
Come
on. Cain knew that you had to bring innocent blood. Now, they didn't have the Lord Jesus' blood at that time, so they would take an animal, and they would sacrifice that animal and get that innocent blood. And they take that innocent blood, amen, and they present it before the Lord. Amen. I wish to hear that Abel, amen,
right,
he brought up the flock. Amen.
Right.
He took a lamb. Amen. And I offered it up. Amen. And brought it before God. And God looked at that blood. Amen. Looked into the future. I saw his son died on the cross. Amen. And said, "Because you've offered up blood, and my
right,
son's going to give his life and die in your place,
right,
and I'm going to forgive you. Amen. For another year, you bring it again next year."
Amen.
Amen. Is that right?
Yes.
Right. Yes, sir.
And then here comes Cain. He's got him a back.
Yeah.
Cain comes walking up before God. Say, "Look here what I've done. Now, sir, I've heard preachers, and you can hear about any kind of preaching you want to hear, amen. I heard somebody preach, and they said, Cain didn't hear, and he brought some old rotten leftover stuff that he had. He had an old rotten mater. One side of it was a cat head, amen. And it was all wrinkled up, and he brought that. And he had an old carrot that was all crooked and nasty. Green on one side, he'd go down in there. Watermelon, it was half nasty, and he'd go down in there too. Amen. He brought a bunch of nasty just junk, and brought it before God and said, there. You going to accept that? No, he didn't. No, he didn't.
No.
He brought the very best that his hands could produce.
Amen.
Brother Earwood, when he brought that basket before God, amen, you talking about a perfect looking tomato, a perfect looking squash, a perfect looking cucumber.
Right.
I don't know what he had in the basket, but everything he had in the basket, he thought it was wonderful, and he thought it was perfect. And no doubt if we looked at it, we would have said, "Man, that's the best looking crop I've ever seen in my life."
Right.
Right.
But it wasn't blood.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Jesus died on the cross. He didn't shed a cucumber.
Amen.
Amen.
Jesus didn't shed a watermelon.
Right.
Jesus didn't shed a tomato. Jesus didn't, amen, shed a whole basket full of okra. No, he shed blood.
Right.
But God said, "You got to bring blood." Amen. But then what do I see? Amen. I see the rebellion of Cain. Now look at verse number 7. Amen. I see that repentance is off.
Right.
Verse number 6 says, "And the Lord said unto Cain, Why art thou wroth? Why is thy countenance fallen? Why are you so angry?" Hey, can you picture it? Can you see this happening? Here's Cain and Abel. God is there. Amen. And then here, amen, God's having a conversation with them. Amen. There's nowhere else for them to be. Amen. This is the day you come before the Lord and offer up the blood sacrifice. But Cain didn't do it.
Right.
And God loves Cain.
Yes.
Amen.
He said, "No, God didn't love
Cain."
Yeah, God loves Cain.
Amen.
Let me let you know something. God loves everybody.
Amen.
He's not willing that any should hear.
Right.
Where's that right? He's in hell, fried like a sausage. But you better listen. God loved him and didn't want.
Amen.
How do you know? For God is not willing that any should perish, right, but that all should come to repentance.
Amen.
Come on.
God loves sinners.
Amen.
Thank God.
Amen.
God loves sinners.
Amen.
Amen.
So Cain comes with his basket full of fruit, vegetables, whatever he had. God had a smile on his face, looked down and said, man, that's the best looking tomato I've ever seen. He probably had some green beans lined up around through there. And he brought them and presented them before Jesus with a big smile on his face. And Jesus said, I cannot accept that because it has to be innocent blood.
Amen.
Cain was wrong. God asked him, why are you wrong? Why are you mad about it? Why are you angry with me?
Come on.
That's the same thing that goes on today. Amen. People are mad at God, shaking their fist at God. Amen. I know what it is. Amen. They don't want to do it God's way.
Please.
They don't want to do it their way. Right. Amen. There's entire church buildings full of people that, hey, God ain't in a million miles from me.
Yeah.
They're doing it their way.
Amen.
Hey, I don't care what that Bible says. I don't care whether God likes it or not. I'm going to heaven when I die. Let me let you in on something. You ain't going to heaven whether God likes it or not.
Come on. Gotta go his way.
Have presented his offering before God, and God has said no. Amen. And God loved him enough. Listen, he asked him, why is your countenance fallen? Why are you so angry and upset? Look at verse 7. If thou doest well, shalt thou not be accepted? If you'll go get blood, will I not accept you? I'll accept you. If you'll go get blood, bring it to me like I require. Amen. I'll have respect for it if you'll bring innocent blood.
Amen.
And if thou doest not well, sin lies at the door. Now I need to illustrate this for just a minute, Troy. Troy, I'm going to use you as a type of picture here, so put your Bible down. We'll let Troy be the devil tonight. Amen.
Amen.
This is why I said to you. Amen. Troy, you just stand right here for just a minute. I need a good Cain and a good Abel here. Let me get somebody here. Timothy, come on up here and help me. I need somebody else here. Young man back here. Amen. Come on up here and help me. Amen. Now, I don't know how old the Cain and Abel were. I do know they weren't children. Amen. They were to offer up now their own offerings before God. Amen. I believe prior to that, Adam was offering offerings. Amen. Now they're responsible for offering them their own offerings. I don't believe they were old men. I don't believe that Cain was 179. Amen. Had a Cain, amen, was walking. Amen. And said, I'm working in the field. Got me a tater. I'm going to offer it up to you. Make some bread right now. I don't believe that. Amen. By the way, do you know what that meat is at Crystal? Amen. Well,
I don't know if they even know.
So I'm going to use him as Cain right here. Now I'll use you as Abel. Abel comes along. Abel offers up the offering to God. Amen. Here we got two offerings. He's got his. He's got his. And I get to meet God. Amen. It's a blessing when you get to preach. And God, amen, receives the offering from Abel. And God blesses him for it. Amen. He praises him for offering up. Amen. Right. And respects it. Amen. And puts down that blood. Amen. He turns to Cain. And Cain offers up. Wait a minute. That's not blood, Cain.
Come on.
What are you doing? Right. You know that's not right. Amen. But the Lord, that's the best looking, whatever. Amen. And he said, no, that cantaloupe ain't getting it here.
Right.
Amen.
Amen. It's got to be blood.
Right.
Yeah.
And Cain, amen, his countenance changed and he was wrong.
Wrong.
I picked the wrong guy, didn't I? Let me swap places with you. Why are you not in this? Did you not just hear me? Amen. You can't accept my offering? What do you mean you can't accept my offering?
Come on.
I worked hard on that.
Come on.
I labored in that field, sweat all over me. I labored out there. Abel didn't have to do nothing. All he did was just watch him, and then he goes down there and gets some blood, and you take it out, and you receive it. I think it ain't right. It ain't fair. I worked harder than he did.
Free.
Come on.
Come on. Yeah.
Come on.
Let's swap back. Help me out, buddy.
You're looking at me because you ain't got that Ross looking. So God says, I can't accept it. Okay? And then God says something, man, that's so amazing. This is what He says, sir. He said, why are you so wroth?
Yes.
Why is your countenance fallen? God is saying, you know what I require. You know what He just gave me.
Come on.
I accept it.
Right.
He said, if you go get blessed, I'll accept yours.
Right.
Amen. But He said, if you don't, sin lies at the door. And then notice what it says, man. Notice what it says.
Right. Come on.
And He shall rule over this.
Right.
Who?
Just
our devil.
Right.
You think he was there for there?
Amen.
Hey, listen to me, young girls. The devil was not playing golf that day.
Right.
Amen. He wasn't I'm doing something else. Hey, this is the day where you bring the blood to God.
Right.
And Satan, no doubt, was standing there.
Right.
How do you know that, Brother Frazier? Because First John tells me over there, he was that wicked one.
Right. Yeah. Amen.
That wicked one. That wicked one was
saying.
That wicked one was saying, give him vegetables.
Yeah. Come on.
Come on.
Yeah. Give him some fruit instead.
Yeah.
Why do you always got to bring blood? Why don't you try something different? Why don't you just pray for it as our God? Why don't you just do it your way? Hey, Burger King does it their way. I said, why don't you just do it your way?
Yeah.
You still don't know what that great stuff is on that crystal burger.
I don't have
So then, God says, listen, if you'll bring back blood, I'll accept it. But if you won't, sin lies at the door.
Right.
And He'll have His way with you.
That's right. Amen.
He'll have His way with you.
Amen.
Right. What is the devil's way? He wants to take your faith.
Right.
He wants to put you separated from God for eternity.
Right.
You better hear this preacher. Woo woo! Hey, you better hear this preacher.
Right.
This is a big dog message. It's a big warning message. There's a devil, and he wants you.
Yes, sir.
He's after you.
Come on.
But instead of Cain saying, Lord, I'm sorry.
I'm
sorry that I listened to Satan. I'm sorry that Lucifer tried to deceive me like he did my mom and dad.
Come
and so, Lord, let me put this down and run and get some blood.
Preach.
Sure enough, Abel over here, he says to him, now, Cain, let's go talk about this thing. Let's put these fruit down. And he took him over to the side. And they began to have a conversation out in the field. And no doubt Abel said, look, I've got another sheep over here. I'd like to have it. And you know, God will accept it. He'll accept that blood. And he tried to tell Cain. And Cain got wrong.
Right.
Yeah.
Amen.
And Cain killed his brother.
Yeah.
Mm. God help.
Now, we're not going to illustrate that. Aren't you glad? But you're gone now. You can go ahead and go. God comes back on the scene. What's happened? Gets back with Cain. Cain, where's Abel at?
Yep.
Cain still got an attitude. Am I my brother's keeper?
Come on.
If I was going to have a group, I wouldn't name it Brother's Keeper. I got in trouble on that one. I'm in trouble now. I'm in big trouble on that one.
Okay.
Do you know what he did? Instead of getting right with God, instead of saying he's sorry, instead of offering up blood, he kills his brother, and God says his blood cries to me.
Amen.
I'm telling you something about blood. Now, I don't understand it, and you don't either. Brother Shepherd, I don't care if you're a professor of blood. Amen. And you've studied blood all your life. I don't care if you're M.R. DeHaan. And you wrote a book on the chemistry of the blood.
Come on.
We don't understand blood like God understands.
Amen.
God can hear blood.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
His blood is crying out to me.
Amen.
Did you hear that?
Come on.
His blood is crying out to me.
Yeah.
What have you done, Cain? Listen now, and I'm closing out. Y'all can be seated. Amen. Give me just a few more minutes. I see the repentance is overrun. God says, if you'll do this, amen, I'll accept it. But if you won't come through blood, His desire, amen, and He shall rule over you. Cain. talked with Abel, his brother. Amen. He gone down, and Cain rose up against Abel, his brother, and slew him. And the Lord said, Cain, where's Abel, thy brother? And he said, I know not. Am I my brother's keeper? He said, what hast thou done? The voice of thy brother's blood cried unto me from the ground. And I see here, not only the birth of Cain, the belief of Cain, the behavior of Cain, not only did he fail to repent, but rebellion overtook him, and he became, amen, a tool of the devil.
All right.
So, Timothy, you don't know how bad your life could be.
Right.
If it wasn't for the blood of your life.
That's right. Amen.
That's exactly right.
Amen.
I've seen young men that lived, hey, that they went to church from the time they was in their mother's womb all the way up till they turned 18 years old.
Right.
And on the 18th birthday, they were gone.
Yeah, right.
Wicked, drunk, horrible. In jail now. Hey, listen. He wants you to follow him. Hey, but listen, you can rebel against him.
Yes.
And then I see the banishment of Cain. Look at verse number 9 with me. The Lord said unto Cain, where's that evil thy brother? He said to my brother's keeper. We go on down to verse number 10. What hast thou done? His voice of his blood is crying out to me. And now thou art cursed from the earth. Wouldst thou open her mouth and receive thy brother's blood from thy hand? God pronouncing judgment. When thou tillest the ground, it shall not henceforth yield unto thee her strength. A fugitive and a vagabond shalt thou be in the earth. And Cain said unto the Lord, my punishment is greater than I can bear.
Come on.
Listen to the preacher.
Yes.
If you don't come through the blood, your punishment
Amen.
Will be more than you can bear.
That's good.
You're right.
Amen.
Vagabond. To move to and fro and never settle. To bemoan. Fugitive to shake and to quiver. Cain. Declared by God to be a wicked man. What did he do? Well, he killed his brother. No. Before that, he failed to bring blood.
Right. Amen.
Oh, wouldn't it have been great? Wouldn't it have been great here if his brother could have said, I've got another sheep down here, Cain. Cain said, can I have it?
Yeah,
you can have it. Let's go down there and we'll prepare it. And I'll give it to you.
Amen.
And you can bring it before God. He
Amen.
Said, thank you, Abel. You're such a good brother. And they went down there and took that animal. I prepared it, brought it before God. And God said, well done, Cain. Well done. I'm pleased to accept your sacrifice.
Amen.
Your offering to me. A blood. I receive it. And you're forgiven.
Amen.
But he didn't do it. I'm amazed. I'm amazed, young man.
Come on.
At how many places I go to and preach.
Right.
And I beg and plead with them to come to Christ. God's not made it hard. He's made it easy.
Right.
Was it that hard?
No.
No. Brother Eric, it was a lot harder to raise a bunch of vegetables and to put in a basket, a bunch of fruit to bring before God, than it would have been just go down there and pick one out of the flock.
Amen.
Right. Amen.
God's not made it hard for you to be saved.
Right.
That's right.
God said, whosoever shall call
Amen.
From
Amen.
The name of the Lord shall be saved.
Amen.
Amen.
It's amazing. Now this is amazing. How many will get mad at God?
Yeah.
Because they want to do it their way.
That's right.
It's amazing.
Amen.
It's amazing how many will die without Christ
Amen.
Because of the rebellion.
Amen.
You want to know why they don't get saved? Because they don't want to do it God's way.
Amen. Exactly right.
Jesus says, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest.
Amen.
Jesus said, amen. Come now, let us reason together.
Amen.
Isaiah 1:18.
Amen. Yes,
amen. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow, they'll be the red like crimson, they shall be as wool. God said, I'll
amen.
Wash them. Amen. I'll wash them away. I'll make you clean. Amen. I'll take my perfect blood. Amen. And cleanse you
amen.
Of your sin.
Amen.
Closing out with Hebrews chapter number 11. Hebrews chapter number 11, preacher, if you've got somebody that's going to come, amen, and play an instrument tonight, have them come. Amen. Hebrews chapter number 11 and verse number 4, the Bible declares, by faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he being dead, yet speaketh.
Amen.
God is saying tonight, listen to me, God is saying, woe unto the person that will stand before me without blood. Hey, listen to me, I'm closing, listen. Brother Sammy Allen says one of the most horrible verses in our Bible, Matthew chapter 6. Begins reading and he says, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven.
Amen.
Shall say unto me of that day. Brother Allen, you remember it, Brother Yearwood, he used to say, somebody tell me what that day is. And we'd heard him preach it so many times, we had that answer. And we'd say, it's the great white throne, Brother Sammy, it's the great white throne. It's our time. Many shall say to me in that day, the great white throne day. They're standing before God. Many shall say, Lord, Lord.
Yeah.
Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? In thy name have cast out devils.
Right.
In thy name have done many wonderful works.
Right.
Brother, here, well, here's his left today. God don't deny none of that. Brother, if you don't see God said, no, you didn't. You didn't cast out no devils in my name. Maybe they did cast out devils in his name. The power's in his name, but not in the person he said his name.
Amen.
We've done many wonderful works in your name. Jesus said, sir. No, he didn't.
Well.
He just said, depart from me. I've never done
it. Amen.
Could it have been that they had good works, ma'am? Yes. Could it have been that they cast out devils? Yes. Could it have been that they prophesied in his name? Could it be that preachers are going to stand before God at the great white throne and say, God, didn't we preach for you? And didn't we cast out devils? Didn't we do many great things for you? And he's going to say, hey, you didn't, hey, get under the blood.
Amen.
Right. You went to Cain, the way Cain went. Some of you listen to me.
Come on.
Some of you may be relying, I hope not. Some of you may be relying on the works of your hands. Preacher, I go to church. Preacher, I'm faithful. Preacher, I've got little pins for Sunday school where I've not missed a day. Preacher, I read my Bible. Preacher, I've told people about God. Preacher, I, in the name of all these things that you do, I dress right. I don't listen to bad music. I don't go there. I do this. I don't do that. In the name of all these things. All
right.
Question is, have you ever come to God and accepted Jesus Christ and His shed blood at Calvary?
Amen.
Now, done. Listen to it. Without the shedding of blood, there's no remission.
Right.
There'll be no forgiveness of sin without the shedding of blood. And it's not your blood, sir. It's His blood. At Calvary, He shed the blood. And all God requires from you, amen, is to come and accept that He died in your place. And He shed His blood. And He rose from the dead. Can I ask Him too much? No. But listen to me. If you won't come, you're too proud to come.
No.
Say you're too shy to come. You're wondering about what everybody's going to think if you come.
Come on.
Then listen, sin lies at the door.
Right.
Right. Yes, sir. And His desire.
Yeah. Come on.
He'll take you with Him.
Right.
Right. That great white throne, Brother Puckett, they just thrown the devil.
Right.
The devil has just been thrown into the lake of fire.
Yeah.
Right. Screaming and hollering. God has thrown him into the fire.
Amen.
People are lined up all about. Great white throne and Him that sat on it, from whose face the heavens and the earth fled away. There was found no place for them. You'll not be able to hide.
Right.
God is angry. They're running from the appearance of His face. He's mad. He's angry. Why? Because they're coming before Him without blood.
Right. Amen.
Are you listening?
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
They're one by one, they're telling them all the good things that they've done. Yeah, but Lord, I did this. I helped a little woman across the street, and by God, I wasn't that bad. And I worked hard, and I fed my family, and I, you know, I never did kill anybody. They're going to be going through all the things that they could do. And when they get done with their argument, God's going to say, "But you didn't have blood."
Amen.
You didn't have my blood.
Right.
Say, preacher, what would you claim if you were out of word of standing before God? I claim nothing but the blood of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You say, well, brother Fraser, you've been preaching all these years. Surely you throw that in there. No. No, 10,000 times no. My preaching don't get me to heaven. Amen. My Bible reading don't get me to heaven. My prayer life don't get me to heaven. My church attendance don't get me to heaven. And the only thing that gets me to heaven is the blood of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. And all else, ma'am. All else. Way of
Cain. Amen.
The way of Cain. Let's bow our heads together tonight and ask you a simple question. I'm fixing to turn it over to the pastor. I just want to ask you a simple question. I don't need you to raise your hand. I don't need nobody to stand up. I don't want to recognize somebody. I'm just asking you a question. Would you search your heart? And if you were to stand before God right now, what would your conversation be if God was to say, "Why should I let you into my heaven?" Is it going to be? Is it going to be that I've not been that bad, or I've been good, or I've done this, or I've not done that? The answer is have you ever bowed before an Almighty God? Confess to Him that you're a sinner and that your blood is tainted, and receive Him as your personal Savior. And accepted Christ, His shed blood at Calvary. Outside of that, you're in the way of Cain. Would you come tonight? I believe that tonight there's somebody in this congregation. I don't believe for one second, God, I let me preach this message tonight, and there was no need for it. We're here tonight. You're not saved. Maybe you've been good. But you're not washed in the blood of Christ. That's why we say you're called. Are you washed? Are you washed? What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood. Sir, if you're not saved tonight, time to be saved is right now. Just because mom and dad say don't mean you are. Just because you got a good preacher and they say don't mean you are. Just because you're a member of Calvary Baptist Church, a lot of Calvary Baptist Church, our old-fashioned, amen, old country church. Hey, listen to me. None of those things will get you there. There must be a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, and it comes by you accepting Him as your Savior, and Him giving His blood for you. So I beg and plead with you tonight. Don't wait. The devil wants you to put it off. He wants you to wait till later. Why don't you wait till tomorrow night? Why don't you wait till next Sunday in time? He's constantly trying his best to put his desire upon you. His desire is to take you to hell and to a lake of fire for eternity. Don't fall for it. Don't fall for it, preacher. I'm done. That was Lord Jesus. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, I bow before you in prayer, God. I pray that the Holy Spirit of God, Lord, we are hastening the words that have been said. I pray, God, that the Spirit of God, please, you know your condition, and I don't doubt my eyes. It's out of the heart.
You're not saved, you know it.
But I pray, Lord, that the souls of men
don't know what you're saying.
I have the aid and accountability, God. That's the Holy Spirit of God.
Tonight, I want everybody to stand.
Lord, just break your heart. I pray,
when you slip out from the
altar,
ask the Lord to save you. Call out the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Up and down the road.
We'll give you that opportunity to open your ears and sing.
God, that you draw and
you. You listen to the Holy Ghost. That deep in your chest. That's God doing.
God, do your work tonight. God, if you want to do your hand. God, you can do it. I pray, God, that you will do it. God, that you will do it.
Amen.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
Preacher, the Bible says, for they have not yet all obeyed the gospel.
Right.
There is an obedience to the gospel. Amen. If there is an obedience to the gospel, obey Him tonight. Obey Him tonight. Be saved tonight. Time is running out.
Woo!
Hey!
Happy!
Colin! No!
Come on.
Confession, but tonight, said I wasn't saved, preacher, but I just got saved.
Woo!
Yeah.
Hey!
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 Amen!
Amen!
Amen! Amen.
What's all about?
Hey!
How many of you know it's not knowing 100% sure?
Come on.
I ain't trying to grind up on nobody.
Come on.
Hey!
Oh, some more young folks come around and hug her. She's got brothers and sisters that come hug her.
Hey!
My friends, amen. That's right. Mama, daddy.
Hallelujah! Glory to God!
Hey!
That's right. Well, mama and daddy start getting right. Kids will start getting right.
Hey,
bring them to the house of God. Have me get them here one way or the other. Let them hear some old man of God repent. And preach them out of hell. That's the power of all folks. Don't even preach them out of hell no more.
Come on.
It's real. It's real.
Amen.
Amen.
Come on.
Amen. That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you.
take your pastor. From this day forward, all that back there, it's gone.
It's gone.
Amen.
Woo!
Amen. God believe it. It's gone.
That's right.
Amen.
Don't listen to nothing the devil will throw at you.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
Follow that man.
Amen.
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 Amen. I'm proud of that girl.
Amen.
Amen.
I know. She knows. Take prayers.
Out.
Amen.
I know I've seen
them
over the years.
Amen.
I'm
out.
That word is helpful. That's right. God's good.
Amen.
Yes, he's one. Glory to the Lord Jesus.
I would open the floor for testimony, but I wouldn't be able to shut Jonathan up. Wife got saved. Two girls got saved.
Amen.
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 It's good to be in church tonight.
Amen.
Amen. Aren't you glad you came?
Amen.
Aren't you glad you came?
Yes. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And all of y'all stayed home tonight. It ain't the same. I don't care what nobody says, it ain't the same.
Ain't the same.
Witnesses of the
Lord. Right. Yeah.
They just saw them.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
Magical about it.
Amen.
And we witness three, right?
Amen.
Three births.
That's right.
Yes. Amen.
Are you hearing me? Three brand new lives.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Tonight, Tuesday, I believe, was breakfast here. She's over here just tonight.
Yeah.
That's right.
She walked out, left. She's tonight. She's over here. Well, Holy Ghost.
Yes.
The Holy Ghost good.
Amen. Amen.
I'm not afraid of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
Look close. See that? They ain't shook up in here. This kind of stuff right here don't get me nervous.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Love you, God. Appreciate you all being a woman.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Going open.
Right.
Amen.
Hey, if you miss heaven, you miss it all.
That's
right.
Amen.
Amen. We're leaving out soon, preacher. We're leaving out soon. He's coming.
Amen.
Her Sunday school class. So, being for truth.
Amen.
Hey,
woo. Amen.
That's
right.
I got to say, Sunday school, bitch.
Amen.
God is just good.
Amen.
And I ain't nothing to be ashamed of.
Amen.
Ain't nothing to be. Well, I can go doubt my mind that the devil beat her up about all that.
Amen.
You're a Sunday school witch.
That's right.
Yeah.
You know, imagine.